This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They would be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders would also be exchanging views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the Global South. Earlier, President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was accorded a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through video conferencing today. The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence, and build resilient global supply chains. The facility is expected to create thousands of direct and indirect employment opportunities to engineers, technicians, and professionals while catalyzing growth in ancillary industries. India AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday with strong global endorsement of India's responsible AI vision. Addressing the concluding press conference in New Delhi, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "The AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts." Mr. Vaishnav said more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition.
"This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. About more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learnt a lot, interacted with many experts from the world. We had practically every major AI player in the world participating in large numbers. We had so many startups getting the opportunity to showcase their work. Overall, the quality of discussion was phenomenal."
Today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. The government extended the expo for one more day because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. Our correspondent reports that the expo is open from 9:15 a.m. till 6 p.m. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to attend the Raising Day Parade of the Central Reserve Police Force and lay the foundation stone of 10th Assam Police Battalion in Guwahati today. Around 1,400 CRPF personnel across 8 contingents will participate in the parade. Later in the afternoon, the Union Minister will lay the foundation stone for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion at Kachutoli, a nearby area of Guwahati. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, will launch the tetanus and diphtheria vaccine today to protect against serious diseases like tetanus and diphtheria. The program will be held at the Central Research Institute in Kasauli, Himachal Pradesh. Tetanus and diphtheria or TD vaccine marks an important step towards strengthening the country's public healthcare system. India has sharpened its demand for UN Security Council reform, declaring that global patience has run out. At the latest round of negotiations, India's Deputy Permanent Representative Yojana Patel said the Council has failed to meet core responsibilities on peace and security. She emphasized that reforms must include expansion of permanent membership, warning that without it, the process will be incomplete. She said consideration of a third category is a red herring that is intended to delay the process further and derail the path towards reforms entirely. She insisted that any restructuring must correct, not worsen, existing imbalances. In the wake of U.S. Supreme Court's decision on tariffs, U.S. President Donald Trump said there is no change in the trade deal with India and emphasized that the India deal is on. White House official has clarified that the tariff on India will drop to 10% temporarily following President Trump's announcement of a new global tariff. In hockey, India will begin the overseas leg of the FIH Pro League against Spain in Hobart today. The game is scheduled to begin at 12 p.m. In women's cricket, India will take on Australia in the third and final T20 international of the three-match series at Adelaide Oval Stadium in Australia today. The match will begin at 1:45 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.